The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
And to be honest, I've been in a flop era. Like, the first step to grief. Grief. On the road to acceptance, the first step is acknowledgement. So yeah. I just want to say publicly, this is a PR statement, formal, put it down in writing. This is on the record. I have been in a flop era for the past few months. No other way to explain it.
But at least you're doing your own PR.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. I wish we had people to do PR for us, but unfortunately we're like a two-person show.
Yeah. Who was it? My friend texted me the other day out of the blue. No one's heard from him. No one's heard from him in months. He moved out of Boston. Do you edit your own podcasts? I was like,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
CEO, CFO, COO, CCCC.
So. Caroline Canine, CCCC, and Catherine, ACC.
ACNC. Middle name's Nancy, everyone.
That was so public.
Yeah, no, I used to hate that. I used to be so embarrassed.
I know. Sorry. We both have like middle names after my grandmother, our grandmas.
But.
Which is like, you know, it's wholesome in its sense. However, like, I've always been jealous.
The word Nancy is attached to.
Yeah, I've always been jealous of people with like, just like pretty middle names.
Or like cool middle names that go with their first name. Mm. Not just some, I guess it's heritage, but never matter.
But now you guys know that about us. Mine's Francis, just to put myself on the same playing field. That's a common one. You think so?
Francis?
It's Emma Chamberlain's middle name too, I think. I think.
It's like half our family's middle name on our dad's side.
That's a whole other story. Anyways.
Anyways, my flop era. Durr, been in a flop era.
Can you explain the durr?
Duh.
Yeah, I know, but.
Durr.
Durr.
Durr. The other day at dinner, we were at dinner with like our dad and our friend that I don't know super well, but I said for durr. And then after that, I was like, huh, that's something that just rolls off the tongue for me, but like.
Instead of definitely, in Catherine
said. Durr.
Durr. Oh yeah, durr. Not even deaf, like durf.
Well, it's no, crazy. No. Because once you, it's a slippery slope once you start saying things like that. Durr, durr. It just happens.
Yeah, but today we want to talk about the flop era that we've been feeling, and Catherine specifically is the driver of this episode. Not to say that I don't have things that have been flopping as well, but I think that she has definitely proclaimed a flop era on herself and is in the process of declaiming unflopping. That flop era, unflopping. And so we want to talk about what it might feel like to feel like you're in a personal flop era, all of the physical and mental things that come along with that, and then also how to unflop. How to unflop. None of us want to stay in this forever.
No. And you know what? You may not be in a flop era. I hope you're not in a flop era right now, but at some point you're going to be in a flop era.
And we want you to be equipped.
So save this one. Save this one. Equip or listen yourself to it now.
For when you need to unflop.
So when you start flopping, you know what the hell to do.
Or when you see like a friend or a family member who's flopping. Like
no. Okay. This, we'll get into this. Flop is your own flop, your own flap.
Okay.
Flap, I just
you
invented
have to
it.
Flap your own flop.
I just invented. No, the flop is the upswing. You flop and then you flap.
Oh my god, so, that's honestly beautiful.
Just invented. I know, it's poetic. It's art, honestly.
So we flopped and we're ready to flap.
Trying. highs, lows, and goals are part of my flap. Is that my high is I did an out. We moved back out of Boston, so back to New Hampshire, home for the summer.
3 days
which
ago,
is what we do. 3 days ago. That's just what we do. And I did an hour-long spin, which the two things that I need, I was like, I'm going to get back on my shit. One, putting actual real effort into the gym. And two, doing cardio. Sue me. It's summer. Not trying to feel nasty.
Yeah, you know? No, honestly. It feels so good to be, like, cardiovascularly fit in the summer. It
yes.
It just does. There's, like, an extra feeling about it. It's so good.
So if anyone's like, you don't need to do cardio.
Dur.
Dur. I'm going to be there.
If I want to,
I'm going to be there. It's the summer. And you don't need to go get fit and do all the cardio for summer. I feel like shit.
So it's valid.
So I do, actually.
It's all about like how you feel
sometimes
and what's going to make you feel good. Like, literally, it's less about the actions and more about the mindset behind it. If you feel like you have not been committed to your fitness, you haven't been feeling good about like what you're doing with your body, then doing something to change that is like absolutely valid.
Right. That's sometimes what I don't like about the, obviously, wellness trend on the internet. Great. That's why we're here. That's why you're here. But sometimes people use it as like an excuse not to do shit. And that is why, that's why I wrote, I was like, when I wrote down that my high of the week was like, I did an hour long spin.
Yeah.
You know, and like went hard because I said I was gonna, and it's summer and I feel nasty. Like, am I allowed to say that on the internet, or is that going to ruffle some feathers? But at the end of the day, go for a run. Sue me. Go for a run. Like, you need to feel not disgusting, and being healthy and being active is the way to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that today because I've been pretty excited about more cardio recently, too, and it's warming up, and I'm feeling a lot better running outside. And I was like, the difference between something that is like healthy and unhealthy, it's all about the mindset. It's not about the action. And I think it's about the like self-discipline plus self-compassion that we talk about so much, where you have to have both. Have the self-discipline to go do the things that push you out of your comfort zone, that make you your healthiest, make you feel your best. But also, because I'm striving to maybe be fitter, be better, maybe be more comfortable in my body for summer, that doesn't mean that I need to beat myself up right now. It's also having compassion and like acceptance for where I'm at right now, and then moving forward. It's not like, oh, I'm beating myself up now because then I'm gonna get farther. Oh my god, Ingathen. No, sorry, it's a there's a tick.
Oh my god, I thought I was about to die. Wait, go put it on the balcony. Throw that outside. Don't kill it, but...
So it's absolutely valid for your high to be enjoying an hour-long spin and wanting to tap back into cardio.
Other parts of my high is that I was like, I'm getting my shit together, meaning routines and the little parts of my routine. Because for too long, I know I've said this, obviously you can get up and go, and I'm not great at having like a really in-depth routine, but I want to do things beyond just like my basic things. And at some point you got to add some things in. That's the whole point of not adding too much, is so that when you get good and stable with what you're doing, then that's when you can add more, because your net zero is now moved up. So what I've been adding is, one, back at home, I've been flossing, which is divine because I low-key stopped flossing, and we'll get there. That I feel like that is a massive part of my flop era. Sorry if anyone's a flosser, which you all should be. Like, if you're not a flosser, maybe check in with yourself. You might be flopping. But I was flopping, and a real big sign of that was that I stopped flossing.
For me, it's like I might just not even brush my teeth altogether and just go to bed.
I did that too.
Okay.
Trust, I did that.
On more than one occasion.
I don't know if that might classify well beyond a flop, just straight depression. But Sue me. Anyway, I started flossing again, which at home I have a water pick, which I don't bring it to school because I live in squalor at school. And that's another part of the flop. But it's just like not clean. You know what I mean? Like a school apartment, college house, not going to be clean enough. I'm not trying to like, it's not appetizing to like floss when you're surrounded by filth. So, been flossing. I have a water pick up here. It's awesome. Which is like the water. So lovely. But I also started oil pulling. So I'm on day three of oil pulling.
So which like is swishing coconut oil in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a great start.
We're focused
to the
on
day.
The teeth. We're really focused on the tooth health.
Yep, I neglected that.
Do you want my,
during my,
do
flop.
You want my Pronamel swishy swish mouthwash?
No, but I did get a new mouthwash. I did get a new mouthwash. Yesterday. No, 2 days ago. Just because I've always had the TheraBreath. The only ones I've tried were the green little travel size ones because that was the only thing that they had travel size at the CVS across the street from me. Tasted nasty.
Yeah, you hated that.
Oh my God. Tastes so bad. So I decided I would try a new one. This is a cool mint. It's for fresh breath because the different flavors and the different colors have different things. Like some is for gum health and some whatever. So I tried the fresh cool mint one. Didn't try it though. Couldn't tell you how it tastes because it was the seal was like half lifted, and that just really sketched me out.
Listen what to this. Sorry,
did I someone got a, die?
No, I got a thing of ashwagandha gummies from Whole Foods the other day.
It was lifted.
Oh no, more than that.
Opened.
It was the.
Did you take them?
No, I returned them. God. The seal.
You
was,
can't be. You gotta
the
be safe.
The seal
out here.
Was lifted, and somebody's chewed gum was put inside. Oh, God. Yeah. Someone walked into the store, opened this random supplement, put their chewed gum inside, sealed it up, and walked away. Disgusting.
That's heinous.
Disgusting.
Really bad.
Ashwagandha is supposed to de-stress me, and all that did was freak me the fuck out.
How do you
out.
Explain that? Hey.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I just said this had been opened, and I swapped it.
Anyway, so I didn't use that mouthwash, and I'm kind of upset because I don't know when the next time I go to Target is. You know what I mean? So it's just sitting on my counter. But I've been oil pulling, and those are my two things that really signal that for the past 3 days I've been getting my life together, and it's been a plan. I will say I was going to go to the gym today. This is not a low. I was going to go to the gym today. And then my friend texted me, do you want to go? Some of our friends were working. She goes, do you want to, at like a coffee shop, do you want to go? I said, you know what? I do actually.
Well, that's good. That's I'm gonna go to a quick workout around. After this.
Yeah, but I have to edit after this, so
that's true.
It is Sunday.
So my highs of the week, similarly, like I've had a good first few days at home, feeling also like on top of my stuff. It's always a gamble during that transitional time of like moving somewhere new or just transitioning your life a bit, whether it's going to be immediately kind of like draining and overwhelming or whether it's going to be energizing. I definitely think I've been on it this time. I have made really good headway in unpacking, organizing my room and getting that together, which a lot of the time I'm in the habit of letting things just sit and pile up for days and weeks and maybe
I did
even
comment
months.
To our friends that she's moving in with next year that she's been clean and nice and very organized and made her bed consistently. Hats off to me for saying that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've definitely like become a bit more like on top of my organization and cleanliness and environment more. Definitely not to a perfect place, but it's an improved thing. And so to naturally see myself the past few days just kind of like enjoy picking up my room, unpacking and getting on top of that has been really nice, as well as I went for a run outside yesterday. And similarly to Aunt Catherine feeling happy about her hour long spin, my running has been feeling really good recently, which when my running feels good is like absolutely life changing for me because it's so tied to like my mental health for me, whether I'm able to run well. I think when if my life feels more heavy and if my mental health is like not very clear, then running feels so heavy and it's not enjoyable and I feel slow and I feel weighed down versus I can absolutely feel the difference when I'm like in a better headspace and feeling good. Running feels so much lighter and more enjoyable for me. And the past 2 months, I've just told myself consistently, I'm going to run twice a week. I've been doing it. I've stuck to it. And I'm kind of at the point now where, you know, it's starting to feel much more fun and good consistently. I'm not feeling that like weighed down feeling so much. I've gotten used to it. I'm like surprising myself with how much I've been improving. And so that has just been an enjoyable thing for me, and I'm excited to be feeling that before it's even kind of the peak of the summer, because I have many more months to to keep it up in the sunshine once that comes together. So those are my highs of the week.
Low of the week is just the past few months is all I wrote.
Low of the week is the past few months. Yeah, and Catherine will definitely get into what the flop era has felt like for her and kind of what has triggered
this. It's honestly just more fun
feeling.
To acknowledge, to be like flop, 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 flop.
Flop, flop, flop.
You know what I mean?
Rather than, things are bad. Well, it's a flop.
So, my goal is to keep up with getting my shit together and hitting the flap. And then, also, I need to post a video. This is so minuscule, but I need to post a video that I've been waiting to edit. Like, you know, you film something and then I'm like, you know, I gotta edit it and then I gotta post. Like, they're just, yeah, it sounds so easy. And then it just, there's so many little tasks,
yeah, it just sits
attached to it. So I need to do that. So I don't know. go follow at Catherine Kinnean, at Caroline Kinnean, at Girls Goals Pod. Maybe we'll get that out.
Absolutely, you'll get that out. Yeah, but if you're not already, we're super active on our Instagrams and our TikToks. I would say more specifically our Instagram, but TikTok is always a fun place to be as well. Our personals are at Caroline Kinnean and in Catherine Kinnean, and the podcast page is Girls with Goals Pod, where we keep you up to date with new episodes. We post fun content, the two of us, and we also put our question box up. I know that we have a double take segment at the end of this episode answering some of your questions about flop eras and giving our best advice. And so whenever we have those for episodes, at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram is where you'll find it on our stories. So definitely make sure you're following there. My low, super quickly, is that my leg and my hip have been bothering me a little bit, which is kind of frustrating because I feel like I'm mentally really zoned in and don't have that much resistance to my fitness right now, but my leg is kind of bothering me. But I have a PT appointment tomorrow, so I'm hoping that all will be well.
Okay, so what exactly is a flop era? I feel like if you've been on the internet, you know what flop era is in this like wellness space, you know, that niche of internet, which surprisingly, I have to say, I'm not on. If I scroll on TikTok, I don't see the health
Catherine's
trends.
Catherine's consumption is comedy, I think.
Oh my God, it's so, not even comedy. Did I send you the one yesterday?
It's crazy. It's not even comedy, it's just so crazy.
Good. It's so good. There's one the other day I got, it was just like a swarm of ducks at the camera. Just swarming the, it's so good. which I think is really interesting because like, that should be what I consume, you know, healthy lifestyle content. It'd be sick to see that, but for some reason, TikTok doesn't want me seeing that.
Well, it's all about what
they're literally praying for my downfall.
I think, interestingly, on Instagram, I have much more lifestyle content, and then on TikTok, it's much more comedy and funny stuff, which is kind of the difference for me. Because TikTok, I don't scroll that often, but when I do, I'm kind of just looking at, like, funny stuff, whereas Instagram is where I'm getting more of my inspiration from.
We were actually talking today. One of my friends, like, at the shop when we went to visit said something about he looked at one photo of a truck and now his entire explore page is trucks, and we're like, that's so funny, what a joke. And then he opened his explore page and it genuinely was every single one was a truck. And he was like, I swear to God, I looked at one, I sent it to one person, like, that's it.
I feel like that's what happens to me on Pinterest. Like, if I go down a Pinterest rabbit hole, like if I click on one pin about something specific, it could be like a dog or it could be a certain style of dress or something like that, then that like floods my feed for the next couple of days until I look heavily into something else.
Whenever you Google something on Pinterest, it spits out tons more. I guess I just like, I'm liking up a storm. People singing videos, 100%, love them. Like, comment, save, share. Those come through a lot.
But what's a flop era?
A flop era is just when you're just not doing well. You're flopping. Like, there's no better way to put it. Like, oh, you're flopping. Eek, you're flopping.
What does that actually look like though?
Things just like not going ideally, not going according to plan, not living your best life. A glow down is typically tied to it. Like visually you're not doing well. Messing things up, like even if you try to do something, like it just doesn't do what you want to do. If you're making poor choices, you're like not putting effort towards something, then like you're flopping. And it's also just like, it's a combination of all these things together. Like, that's the era. It's not just one day or one thing. Yeah. It's like it's a longer era. Hence the glow down. Because if you're doing these things, like, you're going to start to show visually. And trust it's showing on me. Also just like not acting like yourself, whether that's low energy, minimal gyms. I was sleeping longer than I typically do. Like, I would wake up and be like, oh, I'm tired, I don't really want to get up and go to the gym, you know, culmination of all of that, then it's just a cycle of you just being You're just flopping and not doing any extra fun things.
Yeah, I feel like a flop era is definitely a when it rains, it pours type scenario. Like, maybe something has been getting at you for a while, something's been frustrating you, something's been draining your energy, and it's almost like once you give in to one area of that, like, everything else just kind of goes.
But I want to clarify, because saying these off, it sounds like you're just depressed. You know, things aren't going well, you're, like, lacking things. That's its own segment. We're not talking about that. We're not medical professionals. This is just a flop era. This is when you're still good. Things just aren't going well. And it's frustrating and annoying and probably get a little ugly from it. Because, like, trust that it all goes hand in hand. If you're, like, unwell and not feeling well, like, it's going to show visually. And no one wants that, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not a vain. It's not, like, vanity. It's just no one wants to feel or be ugly.
You don't feel good, then it's hard to show up and be social with friends. You're always frustrated with yourself. It's hard to get back kind of on the wheel and on the wagon after that. I think a flop era can definitely happen even, like, when you are putting out effort out there and when you are trying. It can kind of come from sometimes when you're putting your best foot forward or you're putting at least a foot forward, but the things around you aren't even aligning. It can almost come seasonally as well. Like, those of us who thrive so much off of warmer months, putting the same effort in during winter is not going to yield the same results because it's not going to go as far because the environment and the circumstances that you're in just aren't aligning with it. Mm-hmm. So those are times where it's really easy to fall into this era of feeling like you're flopping because, you know, everything that you're trying to do isn't coming out on the other end and showing, you know, what it's usually been worth.
We had a conversation with one of our friends who's pretty creative, and we were actually kind of talking about this concept, not the concept of flop eras. Maybe we did get into flop eras because, sure, like, I'm just shouting it from the rooftops that I'm flopping. But not anymore, we're on the up.
We're flapping. We're going to flap.
Flap my wings. I think that even despite, like, trying, you know, that's a key part of the flop era is that, like, you're aware of it. At some point, you're made aware of it, and then you try, but it's still going nowhere, you know? Sometimes you just have to let the flop flop and ride it out. A good way to put this in, like, creative terms, I think it's easy to understand this with creative terms, is if you sit down and you paint, like, that's your thing. If you sit down to make a painting and you, like, genuinely want to be creative, you want to do something, and nothing goes on the page, or what does go on the page is, like, not your best work at all. Like, that's a flop error. If that's, like, every day for a really long time, you're in, like, a creative rut. It's a creative rut for your, like, whole life almost. You're just in a rut. Like, you're flopping. Not great, not fun, but it is what it is at the end of the day. So, and I know with school, second semester of school, people are still in college, kind of the end of that, that's a pretty busy time. That's busy season for flop eras.
Flop eras are working overtime. They're hitting way too many people in that time.
Yeah, because I posted the other day that
end of winter,
like, you're coming out, you want to be more energized because it's like summer is on the horizon, maybe it's starting to get warmer, people are starting to be out, like, it's no longer, not that we had a lot of snow, but the rain is kind of stopped. No, I take that back, it's gonna rain for the entire next week, but you, like, feel a little bit more energized, and then you realize you're like, I'm pale, I'm pasty, feel disgusting. I'm tired, like, I still have a lot of responsibilities. It's not yet summer where you've figured out yet how to balance so much extra energy and get all your responsibilities done, or learn what responsibilities you can, like, push to the side until after. So you're still kind of overworked and underwhelming when you look at yourself. You're like,
yeah.
Oof, eek.
Yeah, well, I think it's an era where you're just not happy with the results life is yielding, regardless of your efforts. And it also typically happens when it's kind of hard to see the uphill on the other side.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Carolyn and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
I think the times that I feel like I'm flopping most is when I don't have something afterwards that's kind of keeping me going to look forward to, of like, oh, I'm going to break out of this.
Close afterwards.
Yeah, anything super near. Mm-hmm. Like, if I still have, like, oh, I still have a month of this shit to put up with, that's hard. It's hard to feel like, oh, I have to, like, keep enduring this. It's hard to try to change your mindset and make things change when you don't have some, like, immediate physical, environmental, situational change coming up.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think your environment has to play into it too, especially when our environment is this past year too has been very like sectioned off. And that's typical of
what do you mean sectioned
being
off?
In college, like the thinking in semesters, like we went from being home in summer for 3 months and then we traveled for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then we were home again.
There's been like a lot of changes.
And then we were in Boston for 4 months and then, which is not very typical. Like, I know we think it's typical because, one, that's college, but two, that's kind of our school. Like, we go to a very niche school where people are in and out way more frequently than... Oh, so this past, like, section of environment has not been great. And that was a very, like, new going into it that it probably wasn't going to be the best. So then the second that it started feeling not great or something started slipping, it was like... I'm done even putting in the effort. I don't really want to. It's not going to work out. Like, I'm going to deal with it.
Yeah. I think we had a pretty hostile living environment this semester, like, more so than we've ever experienced in our lives. It was definitely, like, a big change to not feel completely comfortable in the home that we were living in. And that has a huge effect on you because your space that you come back to mm-hmm. and that you go home to, like, that's supposed to be your exhale. And when you feel like you're even on edge in those scenarios, and sometimes even more so than when you're out of it.
Which is very valid.
That's pretty detrimental.
And it's normal in college that, like, the space is never
totally
your own.
Yeah.
But obviously there are, like, varying things with that. But, I mean, that was like, part of it. But beyond that, it was just, like, low-key a dirty apartment, like genuinely like layers of grime, you know what I mean? And people, I mean, I wasn't cleaning because I wasn't using, so I didn't want to like clean the shit that I wasn't using. So like the kitchen, the shower, and I did not cook for 6 weeks. I never used the shower once. I showered at the gym the entire time, and honestly I'm kind of proud of it, because I looked at the shower and I was like, this is disgusting, not cleaning it, not using it if it's disgusting. I'm gonna shower at the gym, which like I pay an arm and a leg for the gym. Like, I was going to shower there anyway. But I'm honestly impressed with myself that I was like, oh, I need a shower. 20-minute walk to the gym. Fuck it. That's what we're doing. But that just adds an extra layer of frustration and, like, effort and complexity and blah, 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 whatever. Not great. It is what it is. But that was by no means like the entire part of my flop era. I was also very busy. I was just run down. I was drained. Wasn't getting myself up and out of bed to go to the gym. Oh my God, my night classes. I forgot I like had classes during this time. But the schedule that I needed to do was very different than my like typical schedule, the one that I've already found out works for me. To be in class until 9 p.m., that means you get home and at what? 9:05. So 9:15. Gotta cook dinner. Like, gotta do something. Like, I had more work. My brain was still on because, you know, that's what it is. By the time you end up going to sleep and, like, turning your brain off, it was like midnight, which is so not me. So not me. And on those days, I also had 8 a.m.s, which was heinous. They were really long days. And then I'd work in between. So it was just, like, atrocious, which is demotivating. It's way more exhausting than if that was in, like, a normal schedule. You know what I mean? Or one that worked for me, because that is, I could have done the same amount of effort in a different order and it would have felt very different and worked for me very differently. But that wasn't the case. So that fed into my flop era because I was like, it's also 9 p.m. on a Tuesday and I've been going and working since 8 a.m. in the morning. Not great. Like, I'm sitting there in class and I was like, I really don't. It was also the worst. It was such a stupid class, my leadership class. I got to be in it.
After all those late nights. No, a B is not a bad grade. It's crazy that we think a B is a bad grade.
No, but I was just saying, like, I had actual hard classes that I got A's in.
Yeah.
And then this one, I was like, this is supposed to be a fluff class. But because I wasn't like a kiss ass to the professor.
Catherine's mad.
I'm mad. It was such a dumb class. Like, I paid money for this shit. Ooh, and it's a requirement. It was so bad. It was awful. It was like the stupidest class ever. We were like, oh, I don't think leadership at Northeastern.
I think longer term listeners of Girls with Goals, this episode is definitely feeling a bit different than other ones we do. There's a lot of episodes that you can go to from us where we're like talking about things after the fact, or we come to an episode prepared with like better advice for how we're getting out of something or for how we've gotten out for it in the past. This episode definitely feels like a bit more of a candid vent type session for us, and I think that, you know, maybe that is a little bit of the contrast that we need, because you can't approach every situation with immediate advice or immediate answers, even if we are going to talk about like what in Catherine and I each kind of want to do and expect ourselves to do and are already finding ourselves doing that we're back home to move forward. Sometimes you also do just have to vent about something. And so whether this is something you're going through alone or whether you're like, damn, she sounds like she's had a hard time, I hope that the vulnerability and the candidness of this is helpful in a way to show that no matter how often we can show up on social media or on here with insight and with advice, there are also things that, you know, we continue to struggle with every day through different phases of life. And sometimes we just don't have all the answers for it.
I also think with a flop era, like, sometimes it's just not that deep. Like, yeah, you're flopping, but like at the end of the day, it's not that deep. Like, you're flopping, you're gonna not flop. Like, you'll probably flop again.
Yeah.
But it's not that deep, and we can't overanalyze it. Or
absolutely.
It honestly, sometimes it feels like this when people write in, they're like, how, like, what are life hacks to wake up, to get up earlier? Get up. Like, you can't break, at some point you gotta stop breaking it down and it, just take it at face value and deal with it.
Yeah.
So if you're flopping, deal with it.
But I also will say, if you feel like you're flopping, if you feel like things are downhill, you have to ride it out and you have to trust that things will come back, because waves of life are so natural. You've had ups before, you've had downs before. Don't give up when something is on a down just because it is hard in this moment, because then you're completely giving up on yourself and you're giving up on the fact that things inevitably do go up, because, you know, waves are natural. They go down, they go up. Don't ever let yourself down when things are at that low point. Wait it out, stand by yourself, watch them go back up, and you're going to feel much more proud for sticking by yourself and doing that.
And I do think it's interesting with all these flop eras, like, if you're halfway through a flop and you tried to turn that shit around, like, you probably couldn't. You know, at a certain point, you're going to know when it's over. And then once you know when it's over, that's your time to take a conscious effort and make a conscious change. During the flop era, though, that's when you just have to maintain. If you're mid-flop, you can't turn around and just stop it. Like, when you think of what is it, sine curve? Like, the one that's, like, up and down and up, like, a little wave. Yeah. You know, one of those. It goes up and it comes down and it comes back up. It doesn't go up like a triangle and down and up. Yeah. It's not sharp. It's around. So you can't realize when you're halfway down and just shoot up. That's not how it's going to work. Mm. You have to ride it out, and part of it is just natural, and, like, part of that is you can't control it because your energy is where it is. Like, you can't go from absolutely low energy consistently to absolutely high energy consistently. If you are, like, that's not a natural thing.
That's going to create a daily up and down versus this, you know, phase-like wave.
So sometimes you just need to ride it out. And that's kind of like a really long time ago that you don't need to change up. So that wasn't a flop. That was just a downright heinous time. but the whole point of that was, like, during the show, we were trying to get on and, like, talk about positive, happy, uplifting things. And I was like, I just, like, am not there right now. And so I can't force myself out of it. And I also can't, like, I can't force myself to fake talking about these positive things, but I also can't force myself out of this because I know it's not going to work because I'm not done with it yet. I'm not done with the flop yet. So you kind of have to complete the flop to get over it. But that said, there are still ways that you can try and maintain your, it's not to say give up on everything. That's just to say don't go overkill. Because if you go overkill, it's not going to work. What you have to do if you're flopping and become aware of it and want to change it is just maintain your foundational things. That's why we have the foundational things. That means show up to work and still get your shit done. That means keep your room semi-clean, you know? It means do things during the day. Try and get outside. Try and force yourself out. Show up to the gym. I wasn't putting my best foot forward at the gym, but I was still showing up. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was enough. That was using all my energy. I was using all of my energy.
Yeah.
It just wasn't as much as I would like it to be.
When that wave comes up, when your motivation comes back, your energy comes back, and things start feeling better, you want yourself to be in the best position to then act on your life when you're in that. And so the best thing that you can do now when you feel like you're in a flop era and you have that lack of motivation is to just try to hold on as much as you can. Because if you let everything go and you make everything so much worse, then when that motivation inevitably comes back to you, you're going to be so upset with yourself because you're going to have a big hole to dig yourself out of. So try to just maintain as much as you can so that when it comes back, then you can pick it up and move forward. You don't have to force yourself up out of it now, but just try to hold on as much as you can to put yourself in a better spot for when you're ready to go up.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to reiterate that with this all, it's not like a flop day. It's not a flop week. Like, this flop era. So these are longer term things. Because if you were just having a flop week, you can pick your shit up midweek. You know, you don't have to wait till the weekend to turn your shit around. If it's just like a little short burst of a, oh, I had a rough day. That's not what this is. This is like day after day after day. You're putting effort out and it's not coming back to you in the same way. That's when it's longer term. That's when it's an era. That's when it's a phase. That's when it has more of an impact. Because if you can dig yourself a deep hole for a day and like lose all your foundations for one day, that's not going to affect you. But if it's weeks, that's going to affect you. And that's when you come out of it and you're like, I'm back up from underwater now. And you're like, oh my God, I gotta fix all of this now. Like, I just made it so much worse for myself. Whereas you won't really notice your maintaining of those foundational habits while you're in the flop era, but afterwards, I swear to God, you're gonna thank yourself so much because you're not gonna have so much to you're not gonna have to rebuild everything. Yeah. You're just gonna have to go from that foundation to like net neutral space, which is what we talk about a lot. That's what we're trying to improve. We're not always trying to be like manically up. That's not the goal of life. It's to have a good baseline that you can comfortably go back to no matter what mood you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you've been flying high and you feel yourself coming down, you know, hit the ground, touch some grass, but don't go digging a hole.
I also want to point out that with flop eras, they're going to get less. I mean, the goal is not to constantly be like, oh, in quarter one of every year, like, I'm flopping. No. and it's not to be like, yes, flop eras are going to always come and always be there, and you're going to go through phases throughout your life, but that doesn't mean you, like, have to meet a quota of 2 flops per year, you know what I mean? Or 2 bad flops. They don't always have to be the same intensity. So the goal of understanding them and trying to get out of them is that they aren't that frequent or they aren't that intense when they do come. So maybe one year you have like 2 little flop eras or 1 flop era. And then the next year you don't really have a big flop. And the next year you kind of have a little one. because that's just like the phase. You were tired, you were overworked for, you know what I mean? It's not, you don't need to flop. You don't need to. You're gonna, but like you don't need to. There's no reason to like build it into your life or seek that out because you think it has to happen. It's gonna happen to you, trust, but knowing how to work with it and knowing how to like stick through it is what's important here, because that's gonna help you lessen the intensity next time you go through a flop. Maybe that just means lessen the mental toll on it. You know, you can still do the same amount of damage, but you know that you're gonna get through it and that you're gonna unflop, you're gonna flap later. So understanding it is really important, because we're not trying to get rid of flops. That would be so boring if life had no flops. All we're trying to do is understand it and try and work on that net neutral.
If life had no flops, I feel like it would be a constant flop.
Oh my god, tell me about mom's sequin dress
going up. And
Tell them about mom's secret dress.
Our parents went to an event last night, and my mom was like, I don't know what to wear. I feel like this one's the best, and comes out in like a neon orange sequin dress. And it, to her,
I would have put so much money on the fact that was satire. Like, it was indescribably.
To her credit, it was a good shape and it fit really well, but it was neon orange sequins. And she was like, it's the best option. It fits the best. And I'm like, sure, in any other fabric or color. Right. And so I gave her a dress of mine that ended up being perfect, but it was, that would have been an insane flop.
Oh my God.
And I told her, I said, Mom, there have to, she, and she came
they,
back.
She went to the event. She's like, everyone was wearing sequins. Goes,
not everyone,
so many
but
sequins.
She was like, there were so many sequins there. And I was like, Mom, there have to be some people wearing sequins so that as the person wearing a flattering dress without sequins, mm-hmm. like you stand out. In life, you're going to have some phases that feel like
sequin
orange
fucking dress.
Neon sequins and feel just not right. And then
whatever
you're gonna have other times
right
that feel like, you know, the perfect fitting Skims long dress.
Whatever you're picturing right now is the orange sequins dress. Like, make it worse. And that's what you got. Traffic cone orange, but brighter.
It was bright.
And the sequins straight out of Justice. Like, if they sold that if they said, hey, we're Justice, we're launching. Justice
I said you
parent.
Look like you're going to a mother-father dance. I mean, a daddy-daughter dance.
As the daughter. As the 8-year-old
yeah,
daughter.
Yeah, as the daughter, yeah.
As the 8-year-old daughter. Nothing could have prepared me for seeing that thing in person. So bad. So bad. Hilarious. But,
yeah,
you know.
She said there was someone in a teal dress with, like, hot pink boots and bag. And, but it was, like, a odd teal, like, low cut.
And she was saying it didn't look good.
But. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so some things that I did learn from my flop era are, and like I learned a lot. I did. Sue me. See? The flop era was helpful. But I learned that I'm absolutely fucking useless if I don't get up and get out of my house during the day. And I knew this, but this was real bad. Because previously, it was like, oh, on Wednesday, I didn't get up and go. Like, had a tough Wednesday, bad day, didn't get much done. I had Wednesdays every, like, that was my day every single day. I think maybe 3 times I woke up before 6 a.m. and, like, left my house immediately. 3, which is so unlike me. Even in the summer, I would do that. Easy. Nobody's business. That is what I'm excited for in the summer, too, because, like, today when I was going to go to the gym and then got a text saying, oh, come do something, that happens, but I'll be doing something. And somehow I just get all the energy in the world. Like, I can go be social. I can go do an entire day of, like, social or fun or, like, extra activities. And somehow my day's double. I can do so much in a day and the next day do it all over again. Not the case right now.
Momentum is
I did
a huge
like,
thing.
I've been doing, like, a quarter of a day. Yeah. Quarter of a day with that momentum, like, downtracking. Awful. I was doing minimal external things. Like, I would... So many times I would go to the gym just to shower, which helpful little challenge that I made myself, only showering at the gym, got me out of the house some days. I swear, I'm not going to be the person that doesn't shower.
It's not
going to
go
what?
That far. It's
my
not
flop
go
is
that
not
far.
That. My flop isn't that bad right now. I can get myself out of the house. I can go for a 20-minute walk. And then I got a 20-minute walk out of it and a shower. But I learned that I am pretty much useless if I don't get up. And I've said all the time, I'm not a slow morning person. Doesn't work for me because that to me just makes me so lazy and I continue on with the day. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna get
you're like a
some
start
reading.
Strong and use the momentum.
Yeah, it's not like I'm gonna get some reading done and like have a slow cup of coffee and enjoy it. Like, I don't enjoy that. That just makes me feel like grimy personally. But what doesn't make me feel grimy is immediately leaving. that to me is like
fresh air immediately outside.
Cleanliness.
Yeah.
Makes me feel clean. You leave the house and you're wiped of the grime from from waking up. I also, honestly, props to me of having small habits. I was taking my supplements pretty consistently. I started wearing mouth tape, which helped. It actually helped if you have TMJ, which my TMJ is so bad. Like, I probably Guinness World Record worst TMJ on planet Earth. And doesn't help. Like, nothing helps. I haven't gotten Botox, but that was like last resort. I've done literally everything else for my TMJ. Started wearing mouth tape. Very helpful because you don't have to clench your jaw to keep it shut, but it stays shut regardless. And you don't half open it in the middle of the night. So if you also struggle from TMJ, mouth tape. It's your best friend. Nice. Do it safely. That's all I got to say.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Oh, but the little habit. So I started doing that very consistently. Taking supplements like magnesium to sleep, ashwagandha during the day. I stopped taking creatine because I stopped working out. So, oh, we got a Ninja Creamy. I ordered a Ninja Creamy today, which I'm really happy about because I don't like a smoothie. Like, I'm so sorry to say, I don't like smoothies.
I like smoothies, but that's really exciting. Did you say we'll be here tomorrow?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
It was free. Express shipping was free. I guess it was like in a distribution center.
It's time to expand.
Very close. I know. But then you got to freeze it. So it'll take like maybe in 2 days. By next week, we'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
I'm very excited though. But yeah, that's my morning routine. I've also been a little bit better at night routines. You know what? That's because I lowered my standards. So I take that back. But now that I know that the little habits are like my new thing, like that's going to help excite me and motivate me, I'll get a night routine going. Don't hold me to that though. I also learned that I'm very focused and attentive to one thing at a time, and like I will sit down and do that as long as I need to. And I always kind of knew this, but it was very much emphasized in this flop era, because I would sit down and the only thing I do in a day is podcast stuff, or the only thing I do was school stuff, or the only thing I do was other work stuff. That's it. Like, I wouldn't leave the house, you know. It was like, or I would just sit in Tate, a coffee shop, and do only that. And so I like very much dedicated my time, which is a useful thing to know how far it can go, and how deep into a hole of doing something I can get, but also know that that's like obviously a total leverage, and like time batching and like dedicating my time to something really works. So, you know, you live and you learn.
Welcome to the double take.
Couple flop era questions. Again, this is posted on our @girlsgoalspod Instagram. It's just a question box. We'll post the like episode topic before we record, and then you can ask some questions relating to it. So, or you can always DM us. We'll probably respond on DM and not poll. These are all anonymous regardless, but if you want to put something onto a double take, hit us with a question box. Number one, how to keep a flop era from becoming a slump? I think, and I just read this, it's the opposite. You want to try and keep a slump from becoming a flop era.
Yeah, you want to, how do you stop something minimal from becoming a full-on flop era? Is, I think you cut out all of the extras, all of the unnecessary stuff, and focus on the basics and maintaining the basics to the best of your abilities, those things that are going to go the farthest. It's like when it comes to health, if you're not working out consistently, if you're not eating good protein, if you're not sleeping well, then it doesn't matter if you're like doing keto and cycle syncing and eating the right types of seeds and the, you know, and what supplements you're taking. Those things don't matter if you're not already doing the core things. That's maybe the way to look at it in your life. Think about those biggest things that go the longest way. Cut out the extras right now if you need to, if that's going to help you just like keep moving forward and maintaining right now. Try not to cut those big things out, because once those go, then it's a, then it feels like a real flop era.
Yeah. I also think a slump is like with different things, whereas a flop era is with everything. So you could be in a work slump or a creative slump or a cleaning slump or whatever, or a social slump. You want to try and stop that from spreading and hitting all areas, because that's when it becomes a flop and becomes long term. So with that, strip the whatever slump you're having down to the foundations. And maybe you can take some breaks within just that slump. Try to stop yourself from slumping in every, in other areas, because that's when it, it just goes crazy. And when you've slumped in like six areas out of six areas of your life, flop, and it's going to be a lot harder to get out of all that. Same kind of concept of don't dig yourself a deeper hole. Just maintain. If you're in a slump, maintain the slump until you're ready to get out of it. Focus more on, you know, containing that slump rather than let me get out of this really, really quickly and like focus all my energy on it, because then you're going to maybe lack some strength and effort in other areas trying to get out of it. So just write it out. Similarly, question number two is, what would be your top three steps for getting out of a flop era and getting your life back on track again? I think one, write it out. Two, focus on your foundations and building them back up again. And then three, try and improve on it. So use that as kind of leverage or fuel to add some new things, make, strive to be better in that area. So one, write it out, because like we said, you can't, it might be a waste of energy.
Yeah, don't try to create a ton of resistance right now and try to keep up the same things, because there's a natural ebb and flow of your life. It may just be your energy levels right now. It may be environmental. It may be hormonal. It may just be like a time in your life where you can't give as much as you have before. So don't try to fight it and push back by doing everything you're doing right now. Strip it down.
How to get back into things without overwhelming yourself and over planning. I think step one is, whenever I take a real like long time off the gym, maybe that's like a week or whatever, 4 days. I'm saying I would do this if it's been like 4 days. If it's been like
4 days or more in a row.
Yeah. If it's been like 2 days, I'd probably just continue with my typical plan. But if it's been noticeably a long time in my mind, which is for me like 4 days, I always do just like a full body workout of Staples to kind of get back into it fully. And maybe that's just me, because I feel like if I if I were to take time off and then come back and do just an upper body day, I would feel so imbalanced.
Yeah.
And like, I would feel like it was unfinished. So I need a clean slate, like a foundation.
Yeah.
And so that's why I always do kind of a full body, but also Staples, because you want to go back to those foundations. If I did a full day of like full body, but kind of accessory movements, I'd feel like I was missing a piece.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a really, really good question, because I think that's where my mind goes and where a lot of people's goes is like, you know, if you have been struggling, if you have been flopping in one area or in all others, then when you decide, oh my god, I need to get out of this, I want to make a change, how do you not overwhelm yourself with all of the things you can do and thinking about how much time you've wasted and what you've lost? And the thing is, like, that time has happened. There is nothing that you can do to change the past right now, and it is not worth your energy and your mental state to ruminate on the past and how you have been acting. That happened for a reason. It's not something you can change right now. The only thing you can do is move forward. So wipe any of that guilt from your mind, like, as much as you can. It's an easier thing said than done, but it really is so important, because it's not serving you and it's not helping you move forward. If anything, it's keeping you in that past zone and it's dragging you back so that you're not going to be able to get out of it. As much as you can say, that happened, that is what it was, I'm going to start now and move forward, and just let that go and be free of my mind, you're going to be in a much better place to just move forward from now. And you're going to get to a point someday, probably pretty soon, where your habits are back, where you're feeling good again, where, you know, you don't even associate with that era anymore. It doesn't even feel like it happened. It's going to be a drop in the bucket overall if you can just move forward from it right now.
A little bit of a different question is, How do you allow yourself to move on from goals that are no longer possible? Which I think is an interesting question because, number one, how are you defining goals that are no longer possible? Is it like physically impossible? And if so, why is it physically impossible? Is there a way you can adapt it to your new environment or your current environment to kind of make that possible? Or did you just lose interest in it? Because that could be an excuse. Not in a bad way, but it could just be a reason you're justifying, you know, not wanting to go for a goal anymore, which is totally fine. Like, your interests change and your required energy amounts change. It's totally fine to, like, stop goals if you're not interested in them anymore.
Sometimes changing your mind is the best thing you can do because we change as humans. Where we're at, what we want, changes continuously. And so if you have a goal that feels like whatever results you were going to get from that goal aren't actually going to be exciting for you or serve you anymore, then there's nothing holding you to having to do that anymore. I say, think about something else that will excite you and will, with where you're at right now, give you a result that is going to be worthwhile for you, and shift your focus to that. Maybe it can be something that's a little bit similar or adjacent or feels like it checks a similar box for you, but it is something that you are more capable of or more motivated to do right now.
With that, thank you guys so much for listening. If you are in a flop era or have one coming soon,
I hope not.
Theater's near you. We appreciate you listening to my rant about me being in a flop era, but we're done with that.
And we're done with that. We're moving forward.
We're done with that. We're trying to be done with that.
You can catch us next week with an episode.
Honestly,
but something probably a bit more inspirational, actionable.
Because now we're more in the flap zone.
More flapping. We'll have a flapping episode for you next
week. Flapping episode for you. If you enjoy this episode or just enjoy the show, a 5-star review helps us so much and we really appreciate it. If you're on Spotify, you can also leave a comment or response. I don't know what it's called, but we do look at those and I always publish them when I get a chance to go through them. If you're on Apple, you can write a message in the review, but otherwise just feel free to DM us anytime at Girls Goals Pod, at Caroline Kinnean, at Catherine Kinnean. Everything is also linked in the show notes below if you want to click over and check things out. We will see you guys next week.
Monday.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.